part of the problem is that everybody's still kind of in a state of shock, and of course, in the case of New Orleans, it's still underwater. And so, until the Corps can get in there and get all that drainage corrected, and then they can begin to look at their water and their sewer and their electricity, and then get those things back operable, and then they can actually begin to assess the docks and their equipment, and then of course the Corps has got to go in and assess the depth of the water to make sure that silting has not occurred, so that the large ships can still get in and out. And of course then the infrastructure has to be put back in place to make sure that the rail and the truck can get the product to the marketplace, even if the workers back in place and the port's operable. So just a lot of different moving parts here.